Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include cycling's war on long socks, the world's fastest marathon is a bust, and the Wham 100 kicks our asses. This first story has me shook. While not directly related to running, yet anyway, we sometimes see the influence of other sports making their way into running over time. Reports of sock length rules from the UCI or Union Cycliste Internationale is both parts equally shocking and dismaying. Due to the possible performance gains, from what I can tell, they've restricted the length of a sock to be no taller than halfway between the lateral malleolus and fibula head. And they're even measuring with calipers. Wow, this is crazy. Watch out, Courtney, they may be just coming for your and Zach Gingrich's long shorts next. With Kipchoge's sub-2 marathon attempt looming large on October 12th, a small group out of Spain attempted to steal some thunder with their self-proclaimed world's fastest marathon. It took place this past weekend. So what did that look like, and why is it called the world's fastest? And did they break sub-2? Well, it turns out the all-downhill course features over 6,300 feet of downhill over the 26.2 miles. Maybe first off, you might think this is your best shot at your fast time, but that downhill can pound the legs and quads, leaving you unable to keep the pace required. Also, the windy course means a lot of negotiating turns are taking place. Results-wise, we had two Kenyan runners up against eight from Spain. Anthony Maina was the winner in 2:09:38. I mean, that's quick, but not even in the same ballpark as a threat to any world best, let alone sub-2. The other Kenyan finished third in 2:43:34, behind Juan Ramos of Spain in 2:37. Moral of the story, downhill marathons are not the place to break two. Switching gears to the 24-hour event, we saw the U.S. 24-hour National Championships again take place at North Coast 24. To be honest, this event has been a bit overshadowed by this year, coming just a month prior to the World Championships in France. Not a great year for competitiveness at this one, in which we saw women's winner Christy Denton cover 105 miles and Harvey Lewis take the win with 130. Harvey's on the U.S. team next month. Let's hope this wasn't too much. The annual Barkley for All race, the Barkley Fall Classic, took place in Frozenhead State Park this weekend, and word has it that Ratjaw was the worst it's ever been when it comes to the briars. After heavy rains and strong growths this summer, they were tall, fierce, and unforgiving. Yeah, there's a reason I go in the winter when they're dead and dormant. Michael Dubova was the men's winner in 8 hours 40 minutes, while Liz Canty won for the women in 10:12. Those times aren't too far off from a lap one time at the Big Barkley. The Wham 100, or Whistler Alpine Meadows 100-miler, debuted this weekend. It was Gary Robbins' first 100-mile race he's directed, and I was there firsthand to run it. After rolling along nicely through some forested sections in the first 35 miles, we did a double steep climb of Whistler Mountain over some pretty technical alpine terrain and some old abandoned mountain bike lines that Gary and his team resurrected. Some of us, I think, wish they had stayed abandoned. Tack on another big peak with Blackcomb, and you have a pretty badass 100. I ended up with 29,000 feet of climb and 105 miles on the watch, and got in just under 33 hours before the start of the second night. Race winner Scott McGuire smashed the field with a big win in 24 hours 36 minutes. For the ladies, it was Marie-Yves Legrand in 30 hours 21 seconds. Huge shout out to Gary and the team for an awesomely brutal race. The Golden Trail series is wrapping up for 2019. The Ring of Steel race in Scotland effectively ended the series, with the finale now on tap next month in Nepal at the Annapurna Trail Marathon. The top 10 points earners from the series will be headed there, and there were many in attendance in Scotland trying to secure their slots. For the women, Judith Seidner of Switzerland broke the course record and won in 3 hours 36 minutes. Holly Page of the UK was next in 3:54, followed by Fanny Borgström of Sweden in third. For the men, Nadir Maguet of Italy won in 3:14, followed by Mark Lewinstein of Switzerland in 3:19, and third was American Max King, who came in just behind Mark in 3:20. Shifting back to my home state of Arizona, the annual Stagecoach race between Flagstaff and Grand Canyon, put on by legend Ian Torrence, was held. In the 55K, it was my brother, Nick Curry, for the win in 4:01. He beat out two other fast Nicks from the Flagstaff area, Caruso and Arcianagua, all in the midst of a 50-mile training run that morning. He's prepping for next month's World Champs, where he's an alternate. His wife, Lauren Curry, also won the 55K in 4:49. For the full 100-mile distance, Darren Ruse was the victor in 17:30, while Maia Detmer was first lady in 21:24. Looking ahead to this weekend, we have the Spartathlon in Greece. The bidders, Zach and Nicole, will both be towing the line, I believe for the first time. It will be super interesting to see how they both do, and I'm really going to keep an eye on Zach. With his 100-mile world record set recently, he'll either be a bit spent or primed and ready for this beast. We'll see. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 164 of Outhouse News. The show would not be possible without the support of our Patreon contributors who help with the production of this show each and every week. Join the Patreon crew at the link below for as little as $2 per month. Huge shout out to our $50 level supporters, Squirrels Nut Butter, Brian Sands Base Medical, Ultramarathon Medical Care Online Course, Ultra Trailblazers, Sean Trujillo, and the Twisted Fork Ultras out of Park City, Utah, as well as our $25 level supporters, Bluebird Running Company, Josh Goldstein, Carrie Savage, Renee Feint, Casey Carter, and Jeff Holbrook. Thanks for checking out the show, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. And finally, if you'd like to own this custom pair of Jam Jam's banana sunglasses, complete with a signed certificate of authenticity, check out the link in the description. Have a shitty week.